Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello again, everyone. I'm back, as promised, with the second half of our between season Q&A session. I feel like another disclaimer is in order. You need to know that this discussion occurs between seasons 4 and 5 of the show, so if you want to avoid any spoiler-ish information, you may want to wait until you've completed season 4 to give this a listen. Of course, it's entirely up to you. But I realize if you're still very early in the seasons, you may not realize there's a meta plot happening just yet, so now you've been thoroughly informed. All right, no more waiting. Let's get right back into the discussion.
All right. Excuse me. Next question. The C in Alex is for Chaos on Discord. Says, how do you go about writing the storage papers? Do you write as the season is being recorded, or do you prepare further ahead? And have you ever gotten stuck in with a writer's block? This is my preference. I prefer to write ahead. I like to have everything written out before I start recording the first episode in a season. Now, last season was the first time I did not let that happen. I think the last two episodes I wrote pretty close to the time we started recording them.
Everything else we had written, though. It was just those last two.
For a long time, yeah. I just didn't know how I wanted a couple things to go on those last two episodes. And I think sometimes when you're, like, you know, we had a general idea of what was going to happen in season five, but until we got some more details down, I think, and decided what direction that was going to go, that determined the last couple episodes in season four. So that's my... that's my spiel. Is that different? You find that's different for you? Like, let's say non-storage papers related projects.
No, not at all. I don't record anything until I have the entire season written. And if it's a multi-season thing, generally I have at least outline, like a very bare bones, not fleshed out, a bare bones outline in place for the rest of the seasons. Yeah. That way, I know that everything's going to line up. I don't have to worry about any last minute changes or worrying about information conflicting with other information because, you know, lost track.
You're good at that, and that's why I like having you on this team, is because I think I've done that a few times, and you'd like bring up a good point of like, well, what about this, you know, and like, oh yeah, that happened. My memory is not awesome. I'm getting gray, I'm getting old, and my memory sucks. So yeah, prefer to write ahead. Now there's, we you know, chat with the guys from like Will Be Gone and the Town Whispers. You know, those guys typically just write as they go, from what I recall. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. Nathan,
but I can't do that, you know. That's just the way my brain works. I think everybody's a little different, but writer's block. Yes. I get stuck in writer's block, every once in a while. A lot of people say, you know, oh, just, you know, commit to writing 1,000 words a day or something like that. I don't do that. I take like months off between writing, but when I get an idea, I can churn out sometimes 3 episodes in a single day, just with the writing. And then I'll stop for a few weeks, you know. Not because I'm blocked. I feel like I need that recovery time and I need to reflect on what's happened to plan what's next. But I think everyone gets stuck in writer's block from time to time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where having an outline helps, but sometimes still got to go back and rework the outline some to get around the writer's block. Sometimes you need to do something else, whatever. But, I still have, I was actually thinking about this when I read this question earlier. I still have a story that is half written that I'd completely forgotten about because for the storage papers for like one of our Patreon bonus episodes.
Nice.
It's half written and I just completely forgot about it because I jumped to something else and then never finished it. And now I don't remember how I was going to finish it because I didn't outline that one. So I have we'll see.
I know exactly what you mean. I have two stories right now that I'm working on, and I'll give you a short premise because who knows? Maybe I'll finish them one day. Maybe I won't. One of them is about a meteorite that strikes a mining town. This would take place in Northern California, and people start behaving strangely, and some people start going missing. That's all I'll say on that. I have the full outline of the story. I've got 3/4 of it written. I did a year ago, and I just stopped. And then I came up upon another idea where someone is this is a futuristic sci-fi one where someone is, they have a job to do on a planet that they're based on, and they report back to someone in orbit. And they find out that their whole task they've been commissioned to do was kind of BS. And it's more of a character-based story where, you know, they encounter this conflict and kind of crisis of belief. And they're also misinformed about what's on the planet with them. And the whole story is them. Do they try to get off the planet? Do they try to go with who they're commissioned by? Or do they have other options on the planet? So that's about half written. And again, I stopped writing that. I was actually, as soon as the season four premiere or finale aired, I started writing that. But I have it all outlined and everything. I can't finish things because now I'm like doing our side project that I'm under an NDA not to discuss. And then also I'm trying to work on season 5 now. So there's not too huge of a break in between seasons for you guys. How'd I get on that? I just totally tangented. is that a word? Can I use that as a verb? Tangented. But yeah, writer's block. It's not necessarily writer's block. I know what to write. I just stop doing it. I get distracted on other things, I think. All right, moving on. Akumu on Discord says, I'm very interested in the ARG that you ran. Who proposed it? Who put it together? What resources did you reference on how to organize materials and create activities for the players? How did you feel about the resulting product? And was it a success in its original purpose? And is it going to continue? There's a lot of questions in there. So I'm just going to say Nathan proposed the idea. He created, I think you created all of it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember helping you on that. You put it together. What resources did you reference on how to organize materials and create activities?
So some of it I kind of already knew or was familiar enough with from past experience I'd had with ARGs and puzzle-like things. Like Cicada 3301 and iHeartBees and, you know, all the classics. Seeing what steps they took just as kind of some inspiration. And then some of it was just like for Cypher related stuff, just Googling stuff, you know, figuring out how to embed text file inside a wave file, for example. It's just Googling. I know a lot of stuff can be done and I hadn't had to do it before, so I had to look up a lot of stuff. I had planned I guess they were kind of ARG stuff in the past. So had that to rely on for experience and figuring out, you know, game theory stuff when how easy things should be to start and how to keep people's attention. And I think for most people that worked. see, where are we? Where was the rest?
I'm just wondering how many people don't realize there was an ARG who are even listeners. So, because there weren't, what do you say? There was like between 20 and 30 people who were at least actively participating at the most, I think.
At the most. I'm not even sure if it was, I guess over the course of all the ARG rounds so far, there was probably around maybe 20 people. And there are other people who might have tried to participate but didn't join the Discord. We got one of our reviews was asking about if anyone knew anything about it. And that was the only thing I heard from that person, as far as I know.
Join the Discord.
Yep.
We have people talking about everything Storage Papers there. Usually between seasons, they're talking about a bunch of other stuff and other podcasts and all that. But the ARG is where it kind of brightens up, I think. And somebody, I forget who did, but somebody actually did a Google Doc of all the steps explained, which is really cool to look at. Because when you think of how people like collaborated and solved most of this stuff, I'm fascinated by that. I couldn't figure it out by myself, that's for sure. But the next part of it says, how did you feel about the resulting product, and was it a success in its original purpose?
For the resulting product, for most of it, I was very happy with. There was a couple things where I goofed and might have done my math wrong on a cipher or something, and had to real quick try to fix that. But there was some part, like I was happy with the story that got told through that. That was fun. And that's, I guess, kind of the original purpose. One, we wanted to have something that, you know, would be fun and interesting for people who are interested in the Storage Papers. And two, we, or at least I wanted to tell an additional story. And this worked out well as a way to kind of introduce a character and maybe learn a little bit more about them. That appeared in, was it season 4, episode 1?
I thought it was 3. It was 4.
I think 3 was those were the dream ones. So it had to have been 4.
Oh, yeah. No, it was 4. You're right. Because that's when I did the trailer with the ocean and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The mysterious woman that appears in that episode is that's what that's all about.
Yeah, it was that was fun. And is it going to continue? Almost definitely.
Yes. I love it. I've already got like things I want to include in it, and I have no idea how you're even going to put it together.
That makes two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like so much just like Jeremy's got so much going on. I got so much going on in my life right now that there's a lot of stuff we would like to do that we just haven't had the time to do right now, unfortunately. But it's coming.
Yeah. One of these days I'll quit all my jobs and just podcast. Mark my words. Not today. But one of these days, it might be when I retire. We'll see.
And, you know, 2040, when we hit our apocalypse and money means nothing, then we'll have all the time in the world to podcast.
I know. All right. There's 4 questions left. All of them were asked by Lily on Discord. Next question is, how did all the voice actors get involved in the Storage Papers? Were you all friends beforehand? So we may have covered this a little bit on our some of our older Patreon stuff, but
I was friends with one of them.
Yeah. But we didn't know anybody. Like, nobody knew each other in the beginning. I wrote season one, and I was like, okay, this is taking off. It's getting some good traction. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to do a season two, but I want to make it bigger, and I want to invite other authors. So I connected with several people on Reddit. A lot of people have submissions. Nathan and Cody primarily were the ones who stuck out as like continuing to churn out content and being interested in the overall narrative. And so we just connected via Reddit, and the rest is history. We've still never met one another in person, although you met Cody, right? In person.
I did. Yeah. He came down and we had some dinner in St. Augustine.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I still like next time, if you guys do that again, let me know. I might make a flight out. And then we have to go ghost hunting in the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Deal.
That would be the bomb. next question is, we know Jeremy's wife is not a fan of his work on the storage papers. If you're comfortable sharing, how does your actual family feel about you doing podcasts? I don't know that, like, I know she's not a fan in the sense that she doesn't like horror. It's not that she doesn't like me doing this. I think she supports me in whatever hobbies I want to do. She doesn't have a problem with me podcasting, but she's listened to a little bit of one episode and she's like, "Ooh, it's too creepy. I don't like it." my kids, my daughters listen to more than my son. My daughter shared my show, I think, with a couple of her friends. I think maybe one of them made it, I don't know, some kind of a judgmental comment, so she stopped doing that. I think she enjoyed what she heard. She's asked to listen to it with me a few times. My son's kind of like, he's not interested in anything right now. If it doesn't involve his phone, he's not interested. but I think that's a normal teenage phase in life. So
yeah,
I don't take it personally. I don't think anybody in my family really likes horror. My daughter does go on paranormal stuff with me from time to time, but yeah, she's the only one. but they're okay with it. Can you hear the dogs barking in my background?
I can't, but also Discord says some additional noise cancellation, so that might, oh, I heard that one.
Yeah, it's peaking on my Adobe Audition thing. I'm gonna leave that shit in. I don't care. This is not a polished, produced audio drama episode. Let's see. The
Shame
next question.
The well, know, hang on a sec. So, the first question from Lily was about voice actors getting involved in TSB, and
oh yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you answered for like me and Cody, but you know, Amanda of course is my wife, so that was an easy one.
I'm so ashamed.
and then okay, so who we had
we've had a lot. Okay, so starting from the very beginning, I had this dude connect with me on Reddit to do the teaser trailer. He voiced one of like the EVPs I heard. And I think the second voice actor I got was a child, also found on Reddit, who did the little girl's voice on the Ice Cream Man episode. And then after that, we started kind of just networking with people and other people in the audio drama community. Who's been on the show? We've got Cole. We've got...
Dylan came on.
Dylan, yeah. From Town Whispers and Woebegone. We just had Keith on as Joseph Foy.
I have something, and I'll give it a teaser for this, and maybe everybody will yell at me to finally finish this. I have a recording from Harlan from Malevolent. And a recording from Jamie from the Cellar Letters that needs to be completed. Those that bit. Yeah.
There's also the guy who plays Ron is a friend of mine I play Xbox with. And I've never met him in person, but I always told him he sounded like a dick when he talks. And I said, I approached him one day. I was like, dude, I got a perfect part for you. And he's never acted or anything. He did like 14 different takes of this. And he's like, this sound good. I was like, yeah, dude, you just talk like yourself. And he's agreed to come back if I ever need him. So
awesome.
His name is Ryan Boster. No acting credentials at all. We play Call of Duty together every once in a while.
Until now.
And he's actually former law enforcement as well.
That works out.
And he eats donuts. Oh, don't listen to my alarm go off. Who else? I feel like there's more that we're just missing. Oh, on a Halloween episode, I got Alexa. I think she goes by Alexa. I think she changed her name on Discord. Is it Alexa now? From Phonic Fiction Fest. I'm actually going to look at that forum real quick. Group. Team chat. Alexela. Alexela on Discord. She's also in our server. So she actually played the daughter in... Oh my God, what's the episode called now?
Double
Booked. Party?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, The Party.
The Party. Yeah, Double Booked was the Phonic Fiction Fest submission that we did.
Yeah.
And she played the wife in that one, the annoying wife. Yeah, I can't think of anybody else at the moment, but there's probably someone I'm missing.
Well, technically in the last Unwanted Places episode, I also got my kid to voice a line in there.
Yep.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I've tried to get my kids to do this, and they're like, no. Like they're not interested. I was like, have to put your name in there, you know.
Yeah, over the summer, she just started doing some acting and like her summer camp. So she really enjoyed that. It's like, hey, would you ever wanna? She's like, yeah.
That's very cool. And I haven't heard that yet. Is that the one you just recently put out or is that coming up? Because I'm not caught up.
That was the one from last week.
Okay. I need to catch up. I'm like three episodes behind.
Well, they're quick at least.
I know. It's been a crazy summer. Yeah, I feel it. All right, I'm going to move on unless you think of other ones while we go here.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Lily also asks, how long does it usually take to record and edit an episode? Depends. How many voice actors are involved? How long the narration is? I'd say... How loud my dog is. Yeah, if my dog is having a bad day, it could take me for a 20-minute episode. A finished product could take me up to an hour to record that. Because anytime she barks, I have to stop, wait for her to quiet down. That could take, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. And then I have to start my line again, try to remember where I was at, and then rinse and repeat. But then... So that's 1 hour. We'll say 1 hour for a 20-minute episode of just narration. Then 3 to 4 hours, I'd say, for, you know, clipping out all the edits and all the mistakes, plus mastering the mixing and mastering the episode, getting all the timing right and the sound effects, putting intro and outro bumpers. Lately, I've started to record my outro after everything's done because I might kind of change up what I say in that. Next season, I'm hoping to change that again, by the way. I'd like to put a next time on the storage papers type of thing in there.
Yeah.
But in order to do that, it'd be cool to have clips. It'd be cool to have it done ahead of time so we could do that. So I don't know, 4 to 5 hours, I say, for each episode, I'm guessing. There's some episodes that have 70 or 80 different sound effects in there on different tracks. Some of it just is meticulous, you know. But
yeah.
I think that's the thing of like finding the right effect. Sometimes like what I'll do is, as I'm going, you know, I might have cleaned up my voice, I might have edited mistakes, and then I'm getting background music in on one pass, I'm putting different sounds in on the next pass, and when I go back and listen to it, sometimes I'm like, you know what, that sound effect doesn't sound right, and I'll start looking for other ones. You know, I don't do my own Foley for the most part. I have different websites that I use, like Zapsplat or freesound.org, that have pre-recorded things in there that are royalty-free. So I think, gosh, sometimes I think it'd be quicker to do my own Foley, but I live in a really small apartment complex, so I'd have to leave the house to do that. I don't know. On the ones you've mixed, Nathan, how much time are you putting in? Am I doing something totally wrong?
So it definitely depends on how sound effects heavy or how Foley heavy an episode is. For ones with basically no Foley, like there have been some Patreon episodes that I can think of that had basically nothing as far as Foley or sound effects. Those ones, I mean, it just came down to editing and then getting the music right. Yeah. For those is probably maybe 10 minutes per finished minute to edit and a mix. For ones with more sound effects and Foley and such, for me, I'm at about 30 minutes per finished minute. So like a 5-minute episode is going to take me about 2.5 hours to mix right. For some of the Unwanted Places ones, those are, you know, roughly about 5 minutes, a lot of them. So yeah, that's how I realized that's what the time was, because I was like, okay, so that took about 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I guess there's my answer.
So like for this episode, when we're not adding sound effects or anything, like let's say we talk for an hour. We're going over an hour, by the way. But if we talked for an hour, I'd say less than an hour on everything else, if not less than a half hour, if it's just a discussion like this. So that's the big difference, I think. And everyone says, oh, podcasting's a lot of work. But those are people that are like just doing interview-based podcasts. That there's not too much to do other than, you know, cleaning up the voice a little. If you're really being picky and editing out dead air, like my internet went out a couple times during this recording, I'm going to have to go back and delete those sections. Maybe, I don't know, because Nathan, dude, you were a star. You just kept going until I came back. So that there might not be a lot of editing required for me on that, except yeah, what I was saying as I'm realizing, I'm talking and my internet went out. Oh shit. What do I got to do here? Oh, what's going on? Let me text Nathan. I narrate what I'm doing into the mic as I'm fumbling around with it. So I'll just clip that out of mine. Yeah. So it's very tedious compared to interview based podcasts.
And you don't have like multiple takes all the time for an episode like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I'll do multiple takes. I never realized this until I've hit the record button. Sometimes I pronounce a word a particular way and I'm like, wait, is that like because of the way I grew up, or should I like, I'll start Googling while I'm recording, you know, how do I actually pronounce this? Or maybe when I wrote, the word sounded good in my head and I'm like, as I'm reading it, I'm like, I wrote this 5 months ago. This doesn't sound right. So I might come up with a different word on the spot and read the line a few times or something like that. Too tedious. Last question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is again from Lily. Do you set goals or restrictions for how long you want each episode to be? Or do you just let it flow for however long it takes for that episode's story to conclude? I personally, like, I have a general goal in mind when I'm writing, typically 3 to 5,000 words. I think I'm going to, like, I think I can cut that down, because the more I do this, the more I'm like, you know, there's appropriate places to put pauses or to maybe not read lines so quickly. There's places to insert, you know, dead space or music for emphasis. And I think that initially the idea was like, I could probably get through a 5,000 word script in 30 minutes, but I'm noticing that depending on the content, that sometimes changes. But that's what I started out with. I think I'm going to say I'm going to keep it around 2,000 to 4,000 words for the next season. And then whatever it ends up turning out to be after narration and all the other stuff, I kind of don't care. Like, we've got some episodes that are like, what, 17 minutes, and some that are like 45 minutes. And I don't feel like it needs to be confined in any particular way. I just want to be able to tell that story. I don't know how you feel about that, Nathan.
I'll say I always shoot for 3,000 words and usually end up between 3,000 and 3,500 words. I never feel good about an episode until I've written 2,500 words, because then I'm like, oh, 500 words. I can knock that out in a minute. It's like a few paragraphs. Until then, I feel very stressed while I'm writing. But let's see. So what was it? How long do you want each episode to be? We haven't been super strict on that. But I think the having the restriction does help a little with creativity. I think having guidelines helps foster that, some sort of boundary.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's because honestly, like, there's been some in the past where I've gone to like 6,000 or 7,000. And I'm like, when I'm actually doing the episode, it's almost too much to complete in the time I have allotted that week, you know, in the free time I have. So I think it's good to have some limitation to where, you know, you're not going to be like, I mean, there's most days or most in season weeks, I'll do narration for an episode one Saturday. And then the next Saturday I will do all the other stuff, everything else I need to do to it. And I alternate Saturdays like that because it's really most of the time I have. If I have more time, I'll try to get ahead, but that doesn't happen a lot. So I think it does help to have restrictions, but that's a tough one. Loose restrictions. Yeah. Dude, we did this in less than 90 minutes.
Yep. We made it by your deadline.
I know. I told Nathan I have 90 minutes to do this. And of course my internet craps out twice. But we pulled it off. The reason I had that is because my wife and I switch off meal planning every week, and I did meal planning for this week, and she's never made the recipe that I picked out. It's like a Thai peanut chicken, kind of spicy chicken thing with linguine. Oh my God, it looks so good. I've never had it before.
That sounds good.
We'll see how it goes. It's got like a peanut sauce, you know?
Yeah, it can't go wrong there.
Nah. We should do
allergic, I guess.
Yeah, nobody in our house is allergic to peanuts. I'm allergic to every other nut, though. Like literally every other nut. So I can't have
the actual nuts.
Right.
So yeah, we should do a cooking with the storage paper sometime.
I know. I feel, you know, I could probably do that on like a like Instagram Live, or I don't know. I guess I'd have to just set up a stand and it's funny. I actually have a wireless lapel mic that I could use for something like that.
There you go. Perfect. Dude.
That's awesome. Someday I got to figure out how I'd set that up, but you got to be okay with my dog barking in the background. But. All right. I think we're going to end it here. Season 5, expect some more news towards the end of the summer about when that's going to come out. I'm hoping to make some really good progress over these next few weeks. I start teaching my night class on Tuesday evenings. What is that? August 20 something. Third week in August. So I'm hoping to knock some out before then. Once I get rolling in that class, it's almost on like autopilot, except the time I spend on Tuesday night. So I should be able to have some stuff. I'm just in that preparation for it right now that takes a little more time. And then there's the whole house thing. We'll see how that goes. But hopefully have some news for you soon. I know. Everybody's busy. Everybody's got a life.
Yeah.
But if you've enjoyed this, thank you for listening. If you want bonus content, Nathan's about to finish up the Unwanted Places story, exclusive to Patreon, although we may put out the first iteration of Unwanted Places, which was 5 episodes long. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we may put that out on the main feed. We're toying around with that idea. So if you want to hear it, let us know. You guys know how to get a hold of us. Although I don't know if I'd try to reach us on Twitter. You can try, but I think it's so much of a dumpster fire that I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe Discord.
Discord.
That might be a better idea.
Even Instagram or Facebook. We still have a lot of people in our Facebook group too.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I haven't really been on there a lot lately. But yeah, we'll keep you guys posted. Watch our socials, and we hope to have more info for you soon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. And
have a wonderful day, everyone.
Yes.
There it is, everyone. I just want to give a big shout out to those who actually sent us questions. Though all of them came from Discord, I know some of those individuals are curators on Patreon. So thank you for submitting them. We may have alluded to this in the Q&A, but while we're working on Season 5 script, we're going to be releasing some content that was let out over a year ago on our Patreon campaign right here on the public feed in a couple weeks. You see, Nathan, while in character for Detective Mark Anderson, created an adjacent series of his own within the Storage Papers universe. Apparently, Anderson thinks if Jeremy can make his own podcast as an armchair detective, he should be able to as well. It's actually a really cool story, too. Unwanted Places is 5 episodes in length and will be coming up here soon on the main feed. Of course, if you like it, Nathan just finished putting out the second iteration of Unwanted Places on Patreon just recently that was 10 episodes long. So head on over if you are interested in hearing the second round that's twice as long. We've got some other really cool stuff planned in the upcoming months as we approach Season 5's launch, so keep in touch with us, and thanks again for listening.